Good afternoon, everybody. It's the Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center board meeting for Thursday, April 17th, 2025. Is there any? Oh, no, I have to do that yet. We call to roll call, please.
Okay. David Aguayo,
Here.
Angela Bozo, Kathleen Detman,
Here.
Chuck Erickson,
Here.
Judy Kurofsky,
I'm here.
Glenn Craig,
Here.
Arlie Montes, Stephen Peters,
Here.
Mark Richardson,
Here.
Jim Ring,
Here.
Eric Rotier, Kevin Schiebler,
Here.
Mike Verveer, for me. To be announced.
To be present, TBP. Thanks, Sarah. We have to approve the minutes of the March 20th, 2025 Monona Terrace Community and Convention Center Board meeting. Is there anybody who wants to make that motion?
I'll move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thanks. You got that? Is there any discussion on last month's minutes? Additions, corrections, name spelled wrong. All right, if not, if there's no additions or corrections, we will vote. All those in favor of approving the minutes from the March meeting, say aye.
I did.
Anyone opposed? So now, public comment.
No public comment.
I guess there's none. 3 minutes per person. Now, disclosures and recusals. With Glenn.
City of Madison, Room Tax Commission.
Thank you. Nobody else? Well, Michael, we can't do that for him, can we? Can we?
If
We'll let
he
him.
shows up, we'll see what he gets to do.
Okay. Thank you, Glenn, and everybody else participated. And now we get to introduce our new board member, Chuck Erickson. This is your bio.
This is your life, Chuck. That's
Chuck Chuck Erickson is my friend, which I'm able to say about a lot of people who seem to get appointed by the county executive. Chuck was born in Madison, grew up in Wanakee, has a BA in international relations from the University of Minnesota, but we still let him back in the state, and an MBA from Edgewood. He lived in Vienna, Austria for a year, lived in the Twin Cities for 2 years, moved back to Madison to move on to someplace else. California was an option, but he never left. Lucky us. Chuck worked in IT for 30 years and retired a year ago. He's now the longest serving county board supervisor on the current board at 23 years of service, not of age. He started serving in 2002. Chuck lived in the Oakland Heights section of the Virus neighborhood for 25 years, where he represented that county board district. And he now lives on Monona Bay, part of the Brittingham neighborhood or Monona Bay neighborhood. So cheers to Chuck for the changes you've seen there. He's active in neighborhood associations, the Sierra Club, and he's interested in addressing global warming and encouraging sustainability. This is your place. We do that. On the county board, he's a member of the Personnel and Finance Committee, the chair of the AEC Redevelopment Committee. That this is good company. He serves on the Destination Madison Board of Directors. He has served on multiple county board committees and commissions, and we're so happy that you're here.
Thank you.
Do you have anything you'd like to say to the board on
Yep.
joining?
And that pretty much covers it, except on this picture, my current neighborhood is over there on the left.
It
That looks a
is.
little bit of. And then
Yeah.
if you go down, John Nolan is another place I hang out a lot, which is, well, Bandwell and the Miners.
So if you want to see the sunset, visit Chuck.
Pretty much.
Well,
Well, that's it.
welcome.
Thank you.
I guess all different. I know where I am. No, but I always do need your
Oh,
help. So
you're
show me. I was going to say
reaching.
something about all different. We have missed all of that. We'll do it again for him. Now, where am I?
Presentation.
Presentations. I bet Ellie is waiting to present from Destination Madison. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, everyone. I'm going solo. Jamie is at a conference in Tulsa. He is not happy to be in Tulsa. He has texted me many times telling me how much he does not like Tulsa. So I apologize if you're from Tulsa.
I was in Oklahoma City like 5 hours ago.
Oh, where you were. Okay. Yeah. Madison's got Oklahoma covered then. Yeah.
Totally covered.
That's right. So, there we go. Okay. Couple updates. So,
I just want to let Chuck, our new board member, know that we do get periodic reports from college. Right. From Destination Madison. Okay, good.
And Jamie when he's not in Tulsa.
Yeah.
So I just want to mention that we are in the last year of our 3-year strategic plan. We've already started the process to create our new 3-year strategic plan. If you're a partner, you probably have an email from us asking you to complete a survey, because we're asking our partners to give feedback into the survey, kind of do some visioning of like what next 3 years, what the next 5 years could look like. Hello, Alder Revere.
We weren't talking about you.
If you need me to pause, Judy, or just
no, go ahead.
Okay,
thank you.
So, but if you have any thoughts too, please just give me a ring or shoot me an email, because we really are. Here's our reality, and you all know this as well as I do. We're looking at an uncertain time right now, and there's a lot of different rumors swirling. There's a lot of research coming out, and so how do we build a strategic plan that can get us through the next 3 years? In a successful way where we're coming out on top, no matter what might be dealt to us the next few years. I'm really excited to talk about this. Actually, the International Trails Association that was just here used this. So for years and years and years, our meeting planners are like, can we get a badge program where if you have your badge on, you can go into certain places and get a discount? We're not real keen on telling our visitors to walk around with their badges on, because they kind of become targets of like, oh, you're from out of town. So instead, what we did is we went online and we created this Madison Like a Local, so they can go on there and learn everything they want to learn from walking distance from Monona Terrace, whether it's I need to find a coffee shop to the greatest views of the city, and different things like that. So the Trails Association used it this week. As of Tuesday morning, 39 people had downloaded it. Hopefully a few more did, but it's brand new. So we're pushing this out to all of our planners as they come into town and experience different things. And I don't know if it's on here, but real quick, I also want to tell you about another trail that we just launched, and it's called Right by Madison, and it's a Frank Lloyd Wright trail. We launched that yesterday. We're really excited about it, and then we have some fun little prizes along the way for when they hit certain, you know, milestones and things like that. And Monona Terrace has been truly helpful. They're obviously a spot on the trail as well. Okay, convention and sports. So recently we confirmed, this number's wrong, don't look at that number. Recently, we confirmed quite a few groups for about $140,000 towards our goal here, which is about 20% of goal. And this is all of our pending business, which is about another $130,000 more dollars. So I will tell you that Jamie has directed his team to put their head down and book as much business as we can. We already have friends that are meeting planners that have lost their jobs. And so we know there's a lot swirling right now. So we're like, let's get every piece of business we can get in the Monona Terrace before really things start hitting hard. So I'm very proud of the team about what they're doing here. The other thing we're doing is pushing hard on site visits. You guys have heard us say it a million times. If we can get them here, we're gonna sell them. You know, we walk them to Monona Terrace, we walk them through, they see the lake and they're like, where do we sign? So there's a couple that are coming in. Wild Birds was on our fam that we did last summer. They've been in Minneapolis forever. They really liked what they saw here and they said, we wanna come take a look. So we're excited about that one. And then we have been on the road being in front of those planners, and here's all the trade shows that we've hit in March and April, so the last 2 months. Sports Hills, on the sports side, Jamie and Brandon are in Tulsa, unhappily, I guess, for a sports ETA. And then last year, for the first time, we went to the Association for Chief Executives of Sports. It was really successful for us. So we're going back this year, and then Move United's coming in. I don't know what that is, so please don't ask me. Hey, Haley, what sport is that?
I don't know.
We have not got our March data yet, so I apologize that this is 1 month behind. We don't get it till tomorrow. But you can see here that we're hanging tight this year as far as 2025 is the blue line. So, you know, our first quarter actually ended up being pretty darn good, and we were pleased with what we saw. I'm starting to hear a little chatter from hotels right now that, you know, attendance is down. I've lost a few rooms or whatever. But we're really trying to tell everybody, like, let's take a step back, because if we panic at the get-go, this is not going to be good for us. How do we build resilience, and how do we make sure we stay strong? I keep telling folks, COVID, we knew there was an other side that was probably going to be Well, at first we all thought it was going to be 2 weeks, and then it was 6 months, and then it was a year. But we knew we were coming out the other side. Trump's in for 4 years. He's got a lot of policies. Whether you are for him or against him, the reality is the executive orders that are coming out are not good for tourism. And so we need to figure out plans that we can stay strong for the next 4 years and not panic and respond immediately. Our average daily rate, really strong still, pretty much hanging tight with last year, which is pretty much what we forecasted and expected. We didn't expect to see a huge increase this year. 2025 is really the last remnant of COVID for us, because a lot of meeting planners got off their rotations. That put us off our rotation. 26 is super strong. We're all living for 26 right now. So, you know, we went into this year knowing we were going to maintain. And then here's our downtown, just so you can get an idea of what downtown looks like. It's pretty much the same as what you'll see throughout the whole city. This is occupancy, and this is ADR. There's our team. So there you go. At it every day, working as hard as we can to get those rooms in here and get non-terrace books. So anybody have any questions? I will share with you, we got some information from SimpleView where they did some research on about 100 different DMOs across the United States. DMOs as a whole were down January and February about 9%. The Midwest was down 13% as far as leads and bookings were concerned. Okay. For January and February, we were down 7% here in Madison, but March was phenomenal, and now we're up 36%. So again, keeping our heads down, booking the business.
What happened in March? I know you said it started off slow. I remember when you guys presented, you were a little ishy about February, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what happened in March?
A lot of things just started coming to fruition in March.
No,
there was a whole number of things. And I have to tell you, the team has gotten really creative. We booked in, is it Solution Tree? It's a pending. We think we're going to get it. It's during World Dairy Expo. Manon Terrace usually sits dark during World Dairy. Man, we dug around. We found some room nights, and we booked it at the same time. We had another group come in. They wanted to come in over Epic Dates, and we're like, are you kidding me? Over Epic Dates? But we pushed, and we found some rooms, and we're bringing them in over Epic Dates. So we're trying to get as creative as we can with our hotels, so even when we have the big things in, we're putting one more thing in at the same time.
Is part of that the increased number of rooms that we have?
Some of it is, but I can tell you Embassy Suites is definitely helping us book business.
Okay.
Having that second hotel that is so close to Monona Terrace is making a huge difference with our planners. Yeah, it was a whole stirring pot of things.
How long have they been open now?
Month? 1 year.
Oh, it is a year.
1 year this month. Yeah.
Wow.
It's had their 1 year anniversary. Any other questions?
Any other questions? Anybody? Ellie, thank you.
Thank
as
you.
Always.
Thank you.
I like the color of the screen.
Thank you.
Yeah. New business. We have a report is required by the Monona Terrace Agreement on Monona Terrace Small Business and Employment Opportunities. 2024 report. We have that. Those?
Yep.
Those
are in your packet.
Oh. And the Monona Terrace Joint Services with the Alliant Energy Center of Dane County, 2024 annual report. You've all read them. We need to discuss them. Anyone?
I need to make a motion for
motion, a joint motion? Or one for each?
A joint is fine.
Okay, a joint motion. So we're going to move that both those attachments, the Joint Services Annual Report 2024 and the Small Business Annual Report 2024, be adopted. Is there a motion? Is there a second discussion? Do you want to make it? Do you want to discuss? You're good.
It is great so far.
So far, so good. All right. If there's no discussion, then all those in favor? Okay. Anyone opposed? The joint motion passes. Now, Steve, this is a little complicated. You're going to give the nominating committee report.
I mean, am I, or is Steve Peterson going to do that?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that's but sorry. Just take off the.
We did. Nope, that's all me, guys. Sorry about that.
Just crushed.
Oh, meeting's off.
Right, the wrong person has signed in.
think I can make
it. Steve Peters.
I think I can speak to this. So we are very close to having a slate. We're waiting on the mayor's office to finish an appointment. That's kind of the last thing we're working on. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like that won't be able to happen until after our May meeting. And so June is where we'll be able to actually put forward, the slate.
And then we just left in the dark. Thank you.
Top secret.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
I don't think we should. Should we?
People, I think.
I mean, we've talked to everybody.
Yeah.
So the awkward part of the nominating committee is we've decided. As the one. Sorry, Alder Rivera, would you like to speak to what's going to happen?
Well, we still have to have another meeting.
And we have to decide.
I think we should wait until our next meeting. My suggestion.
But there will be officers, and they all agree. And yes. We're all happy with the results, but we can't indicate that yet.
And you will continue to serve duty until
for the next 10 years. I just want to go to an Elks fish fry one night. Okay, so that's the report. The report is wait.
Close, please.
Close, but no nominations. That's the report. Now the booking pace update, Bill Zineman. Nice to see you here.
To be here. So I wanted to touch on this International Trail Summit group that they're just wrapping up today. They've been with us Monday through Thursday. There's about 750 of them. Although I see some of their guarantees get up into like 780 for the meal. Give you a sense of what's the group bring to the table for here. And that doesn't account for what they're spending in the community. And this was booked by Brandon Holstein, I'm Jamie Patrick's team, the sports sales team with Destination Madison. So we're estimating their room rental, although there'll be some adjustments for food and beverage spend, about $27,000. They spent about $108,000 on food and beverage. Estimated taxes and service charges are about $25,000. So the total estimated charge of this group are about $187,000. So this is the kind of money they bring to the table for us from catering from Mount Terrace. I know it's not ideal when groups wear their badges out, but when they do, people notice downtown. The merchants see it. So we kind of like it, but I realize the security implications sometimes. I just wanted to tell you that. You know, this group has been great for us, and we appreciate Destination Madison bringing it to the table. And I think the feedback we're getting is they're very happy. They're really happy. So hopefully that sets us up for a rebook at some point in the somewhat near future.
Nope, I didn't.
And we'll pass along the survey once they actually do. And this has just been verbal feedback so far. Things have improved. They will continue to, I think, is what Jeff and I are seeing. Last month, we were... our projection was showing being down about 13% of revenue. This month we're showing being down about 11%. And that's having hosted one of the 21 conventions that we'll host, and hosting eight of the 24 conferences that we'll host. So we don't have a lot of business under our belt yet. And some of these big groups are just starting to hit now. And so I think, as we've been saying, or consistent with what we've been saying these last few months, As we realize some of these groups within the facility, we're going to see the revenue continue to climb. We believe we're in really good shape to make budget or perhaps even exceed it by a little bit by the time we get well into the year. Right now we're showing about $3,959,000 in our projected revenue versus a budget of $4.4 million. So. But again, the way we do the production, we feel like we can account for the spend of some of these groups. There's just no way to predict, short of calling them up and saying, "Hey, what are you going to spend?" Which just doesn't happen. We just have to
wait
for
this. I ask something? It's sort of based on where Ellie was. I mean, this is so difficult for all of us. We've just been through a difficult period, and we were patting ourselves on the back. So, is there a I'm sorry, is it a kind of a trend? I mean, are you hearing that staffing is down? They're not bringing as many people? Or, I mean, do we know anything to make us feel even worse than we feel?
I think the policies being rolled out and their impact are also fresh. I don't know. I don't think we know yet. We've had some groups inquire about being able to cancel contracts for this reason or that reason.
Is there a consistency to the reasons?
Yeah.
And who knows? I mean, they'd be everyone's guessing. Huh?
Yeah. You know, we had one group, they wanted to be able to cancel Monona Terrace if a hotel couldn't offer rooms. And we thought, yeah, that's not our responsibility. Mm-mm. That's the hotel's responsibility. Mm-mm. And P.S., that hotel and their management company would certainly try to relocate you to a nearby hotel. Mm-hmm. Destination Madison would do backflips to try and help the group out and get them rooms at another hotel. So that was a responsibility we declined to take on, you know, to be able to rent them block with no, I mean, they could just walk away completely and get all their money back if a hotel couldn't deliver. So we've had requests like that, but you know, that's a one-off.
And are you saying more so now? In the last,
no, I'm not saying more so. I'm saying that's a request that just recently happened that came to my mind.
No trend.
All my years, like maybe 5 times or so, you know, less. I can count on one hand the times that group has asked for that kind of dispensation. So,
okay.
And we decline and they book anyway.
Good.
So, I guess that's the messages were. I think we're on track. You know, we're not surprised by what we're seeing. I think we'll be close to our budget of banquets at 170. I put us at 162 now, but that number has been getting better. Small meetings are still lagging a little bit, just in general in the marketplace. I don't know if they'll ever snap back to the kind of numbers we saw, pre pandemic. Now that people have discovered it in Zoom, Google Meet, and whatnot. But I still think we'll do about 111 or so meetings, small meetings. And then these numbers, the convention and conference numbers haven't changed. We had 24 signed contracts for conventions. We have 24 signed contracts for conferences. And our budget for conventions this year is 21. Our budget for conferences is 26. Mm-hmm. So we'll do a few more conventions, which is a good thing. We'll do two fewer conferences, which if they're replaced by conventions is a fine thing. And we'll hit that 28 number that we were going to. What I got for today?
Questions for Bill? Comments?
Biff has the fun stuff.
I did have the opportunity to be at the. It was unique. The chamber event. I think a week ago Sunday, which was new to Monona Terrace. Apparently, had they been? They hadn't been here before. But the comments I heard was how well the room fit the event. Okay. So, you know. And I wasn't wearing my Monona Terrace badge. Bill, thank you a lot. Jeff, finance report.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hi, Jeff.
Good afternoon. So the biggest news is just, you know, when I send out the board report, I don't want to say that it's dumbed down for everyone, but it's just a little bit more like general information. So, you know, it said that there were 35 events that we actually held. The interesting was more of the breakdown. You know, we had one convention that was budgeted. It didn't happen in March. And so for us to end up in a positive number without the 42,500 that we had budgeted for a convention was pretty outstanding. Banquets really led the way this month. We use about $6,200 for our budgeted average for banquets. And based on one huge event that we had, the average for banquets was a little over 22 grand. And so that sort of leads into what Bill was saying from an AV standpoint. That's really the thing that we can't determine. You know, we can put in all these different upsell percentages in that, which helps us out with trying to figure out catering and our room rental. You just never know when these groups are going to really want to spend a lot on AV for presentation. And so that's the part that I think is still looking really good, despite the fact that we've only had one convention through the first quarter of the year.
If it's a repeat group, we can forecast better.
Absolutely.
A lot of these are new Yeah. So we're just, we use what we think is a reasonable estimate and we go from there.
Yeah. And between Bill and I, we'll look at history from if they are repeat events and what they've spent in the past, not only for room rental, but also the catering commission that we get from Monona Catering, along with at least some of their historical AV stuff. Expenses are hanging in there. A lot of our stuff is sort of being offset because we've had so many open positions in our full-time staff. Those savings have helped to cover the increase in our hourly expenses. So we ended up about $3,000 in the negative for this month. It says five on yours, error due to rounding. And so we're at about $47,000 in the negative so far through the first quarter. But like Bill said, with all of those conventions and conferences still taking place, and if they spend anywhere close to the $82,000 they spent last year for conventions, not worried. The salary savings part might go down a little bit. Connie will probably say a little bit about this because we're getting closer to fully staffed. And so that number might go down, but accordingly then hopefully the hourly number will go down as well.
You're saying because you don't have to hire temporary employees?
Well, yeah. We've relied an awful lot on our hourly staff and our stagehands.
Uh-huh.
And so as we get more full-time staff and get, we lost one person to passing away. We lost people to just, retirement or leaving or, whatever. And so the events don't stop. And so we need those staff to help continue. This room actually got set after 1:40 this afternoon because the trailer group was in here right up until then. And so we had staff in here, flipping the room really quickly. When we have to do that overnight, a lot of times it's stagehands that help us.
Mm-hmm.
And that anything after 11 o'clock or midnight, I always forget, mm-hmm. is time and a half. And so, it's like $35 or $37 for pushing tables and chairs,
mm-hmm.
but the events don't stop. And so when we need help, we need help. The banquets were awesome this past month. Meetings were down a little bit. Like I said, we didn't have a convention when we had one budgeted. And our entertainment events were really good. So to be just about even with budget through the first quarter is a good sign. Thanks.
Questions for Jeff? Anybody? Comments? Anyone? Alder Revere, you better speak during the meeting because we've already heard that you only speak at the end of the meeting when you weren't here.
You weren't to talk about it.
But we were talking about you. Do you have any questions for Jeff?
Well, were my disclosures given in my absence?
No, as a matter of fact, they were not.
But there was a debate whether we could give your disclosures for you.
We had a proxy. Jeff, thank you. Do you want to add those now? I guess.
Go on the record.
Okay, fine.
Oh, it's Chuck's first meeting. Welcome, Chuck. Thank you. I can't remember on the City of Madison Room Tax Commission. Booking event is attempted by the committee.
Thanks, Alder Revere. Any other questions for Jeff or comments about the reports? So the next item is Connie, our director.
All right. While we're completely done with our lead application, they're very thorough, and they continue to ask follow-up questions and ask for more data. And Sarah's been generously doing, taking control of that and making sure that they get what they need. So do you have an estimate on when they're going to be done? Nope.
No, they didn't give me a time.
Great. Well, we will wait patiently. And then I finally filled my old position, but I divided it in two and gave it maintenance to Brian Cater, who's been our longtime operations manager. So now he's the operations and the maintenance manager. And then Lisa Sparks has, for the last, I think, 5 or so years, been becoming an expert in organizational development, and she's got a master's of organizational development now, and then also is a Lean Six Sigma black belt.
Yes.
So wow. Yeah, so she's big time, better than me, because I don't have a black belt. But yeah, so she expressed interest in taking over that part. So now she's the, what is it, the retail, I don't know if you got it in, the retail and
quality
for, manager. And so that just happened. So they're just getting kind of comfortable and getting their feet wet a little bit. You met, when I was ill last week, you met Jeff Block, our new maintenance manager. He is really, really doing well and hitting the ground running, and he's already hired two full-time people and really, really making a difference in the department. So we're really happy to have him on board. And then we had kind of, because we were so short-staffed, really hadn't had too many all-staff meetings either last year or this year. Excuse me, we squeezed a few in, but we had one. So we kind of went old school and went back to how we used to do it a long time ago, where we had took turns explaining what our departments did and just kind of pick some things out. Because, you know, while we all work in the same building, often people don't know exactly what we're doing. So this time we had Jeff, I know, was doing some explaining of the budgeting process, and the kitchen did a nice tour in the command center as well.
Was there food at the kitchen, like when we went?
I don't think so. I don't think it was just a tour and an explanation. And then there was an architectural tour of the building as well.
Nice.
We're going to continue doing that. The way we used to do it a long time ago, we kind of did a bunch of them, and it was like kind of really fast and furious. So I think it was Sarah's idea to scale it down, Sarah and Lisa, and to just do a few at a time so that everybody could really understand and ask a lot of questions and see what people do. So we'll continue that when we can find some open space for that meeting. And then operations and maintenance have been busy fixing things. Surprise, 28 years old, and things start going around, dying. So there was a leak into the bike elevator shaft, not into the elevator itself, but just on the outside. But it caused us to have to shut it down and get it dried out, and then figure out where it was leaking and get it fixed. So that's been taken care of. And then we, as always, do training. The city has a really great training program for safety, especially, and they come over and train our people on forklift use. So they did that for our AV techs and regular stagehands. And the operations team had gone before that. JWC, who you've probably never heard of, are the people that fix our air walls. And we have one piece that, oddly, and this has never happened in 28 years, it just broke, the piece that rolls, one held and one broke. So it was kind of teetering. So we made an emergency call to have them come put it back. And then they're going to be coming out in a couple of weeks to actually repair it. They came and looked at it and decided it was a bigger job than they could handle. And then
is this the old original air wall? So
no, it's a newer one. But the problem we had down in the exhibition hall is the closet that they're stored in, it's like it goes in and then that way. And so that's not too bad. We got that fixed up. That works. But when it comes out, then it goes this way and then that way. So it's, if it was a straight shot, nothing would ever break. But it's just a little touchy. So they fixed the track the last time and thought they had everything in good shape, but that broke, and now they're going to do some more work on that and then fix. I think we're going to fix the wall, but then we may end up having to replace that piece at some time if it doesn't work. So, oh, and the chillers have been cleaned and they're on. And of course, you probably saw the fountain, water is shooting up, it's working well. Outdoor furniture is out. We're going to be looking at replacing the outdoor furniture. It's kind of seen its better days, I think. And it's so windy up there, it gets tipped over and scratched frequently. And then community relations, continuing on some of their regular stuff and some new stuff. Yoga core meditation are the regulars, but they've been doing some really great lakeside dance labs that are extremely well attended. And then just coming up with some really creative new events, and people are like flocking to them. So we're going to keep doing that. We have an intern right now that is very creative. And then we have a regular person, Lisa, who's very creative as well. So coming up with all these new great ideas. And then the gift shop continues to bring in new products when they're available. And then we already heard the sales and marketing pitch. But I don't know, Bill, if you've covered how well your sales team's doing, but they had a really great first quarter. They were at 101% of their goal. And they've been touring. They've been out touring local businesses. So they went to the Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestra and toured that. And I think they're coming over to Alliant Energy Center. Is it this week or next? Next week? Yeah. And then I think their ultimate is to hit the Baird Center. They were at La Crosse Center a couple weeks ago. So just getting out and meeting people and seeing, you know, what's going on and kind of picking up ideas where they can. And then of course we allow people or have people come here and we reciprocate. Sarah has been helping us with the new Momentus software. I don't know if everybody's on it yet. Are they? Okay.
There's like maybe small number of leggers, what you call them, people who haven't switched over yet. But almost everybody's on the new UI.
And I know you had a few problems, but that seemed to go fairly seamless. And then we have some new clients. Or NUA, which I've not heard of before. Ingredients from North America is a new client out of Whitehall, Wisconsin, holding a June meeting here for the first time, group of 48. Vistonics, also a new client out of Minnesota, hosting a small meeting. Four. That's a really big meeting. And, of course,
on the
Morgan Murphy Media. Thanks for bringing your gun here. Yeah. And then
first time you're going
for this type of meeting, we used to have some magazine events here.
And then Starbound National Talent Competition is back with their 2026 Starbound National Talent Competition.
Oh, good question.
I will not be participating in that.
Is that like a feeder to the American Idol sort of
America's Got Talent?
It would be interesting to watch, though, right? And then Orchid Quest is rebooked for 2026, their second straight year. Renewal Wisconsin booked for 2026. Also, see, 2026 is looking really strong already.
So many renews. What's the Renew Wisconsin?
It's, what are they?
Renewable there? Energy.
Okay.
Yeah, renewable energy. Yeah. See, our Madison Home Expo is returning in 27. And then Camp Kesem rebooked the Make the Magic with Monona Tercey. Fifth time here. May 58 events, June 37, still booking. July 28, still booking. And then I think that's about it. We did some interviews on the maintenance mechanic one. We had a good, sometimes you don't know what you're going to get because the maintenance, it's hard to find experienced maintenance people, but we were able to pick up two. So that was really good. And then we're going to be posting one more probably in the next week or so to get a third one. And then we should be pretty much fully staffed for the first time, and I don't remember how long. And operations also was able to get two full-time people in seven hourly positions. So staffing-wise, we're looking really good. And we have a couple. Bill's position was posted, and hopefully we got 19 people.
37 applied.
Yeah.
19
were qualified.
Scored by the subject.
Yeah. Yep. So we'll know next Tuesday.
Scores the groups. Six to get results. People being interviewed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're almost there, but that'll be interesting. Any questions?
Questions for Connie? Anyone? Comments that we haven't already made? Connie, thank you. Yes, I would like. And what would you like to know?
Almost. I think we're down to the nitty gritty and just doing our due diligence on the reference checks and where that is. So
pretty close.
Pretty close. Yeah, pretty close.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
You're a new applicant.
Yeah. And growing.
How many did you have, Bill? Applicants? Yeah, 80.
It was a fairly strong number. 62?
That applied.
Yeah, but many, you know, weren't all that. So a lot got weeded out pretty quickly. But nonetheless, you know, we were happy to see the interest. There were seven names that were referred to us from HR. We had six interviews because one person backed out. And other than that, we're continuing to move forward.
Okay.
I thought it was either 60 or
57.
Wow. I would think people would want to be if that's what they do, they would want to do it here.
Yeah. Because
we shine. Any other comments for Connie?
It's the LBC group.
Oh,
you have to do fire and still.
We are currently working on it right now. It's a process because we're trying to attract, of course, the students. And so our targeted date is May 20th, Tuesday.
Hopefully the wind will die down by then. The wind as well. So because I mentioned this already, so I can keep talking about it, it's a chamber orchestra event, not the chamber of commerce event.
We have ours next week.
Again already?
Yeah.
How could that be?
April 23rd.
Theaters just go back. So the chamber orchestra event was unique in that the food was not supplied by Monona Catering, and it was supplied by several local restaurateurs, and they made a big deal about each one, and they awarded some awards to some of them. But there was Monona Catering's dessert right in the mix. So good for Wendy. Yeah. And it was good. And pretty. So now, I have some announcements to make, it looks like. Okay, so the Finance Committee is going to meet before the May 15th board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to find an alternate date for the June meeting, which we've done. We just did it.
I haven't gotten a date yet. I just wanted to let you know to be looking at your emails for a doodle poll with some options. And where I get seven or more, I'm going to look.
Because the issue is, it's Juneteenth.
It's Juneteenth. So okay. It's a holiday for the city. So we're supposed to be having any kind of meeting, city meeting.
And we won't, of course. We'll comply. All right. And then C is, this is ridiculous.
We just couldn't skip over that one.
Okay. Yeah. I'll pick a motion to adjourn.
We don't talk about it.
Okay. Do you want to explain yourself, Mark? What's this?
Well, I'm old. So yes, I mean, it's been a good run, right?
Indeed.
We've seen some stuff.
Uh-huh.
We've seen a lot of growth. We've seen COVID. We've seen flooding. We've,
Two Richardsons.
Two Richardsons. Big Sis already rolled off. We got the carp exchange twice.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You've been here that long?
I've been here for a while. Huh? Been here for a while, but I saw it in the agenda. I'm like, Mark's farewell. I'm like, well, I'm not dying.
Thank God, no.
And I will be around. I will be around. As many of you know, I'm on the Lakeway Partnership Board, Madison Lakeway Partners, and involved in DMI. So I've got you on both sides.
Yeah.
And so I'll be around.
It's really important to maintain the presence.
I will
on that Lakeway Board.
Watch. Ooh, this is heavy. So you want me to open it right now?
It's up to you.
I'm opening it.
Okay.
I was like, I could just leave and then have everybody wonder, what the hell did they give it? No, nope, I'm opening it right now.
You don't think we were all involved?
So Mark, when did you join the board? Oh, okay.
20...
How many?
12?
12.
2012. 12. Yeah, I was going to say 2012, 2013.
2013.
2013. Same year I started my business. Well, wait a minute. I'm a messy opener, by the way.
That
word, yeah, you're not reusing.
But we're a LEED certified building. We recycle.
If I'm gonna get recycled, it'll be good.
Thanks, guys. Ooh, fancy! I like fancy.
Oh, that is fancy. Very nice.
I'm gonna pass this around because you guys got to see what you joined in on.
Yeah. Oh, we all.
In appreciation for your dedicated service to Monona Cares Community Convention Center Board of Directors, June 2013. See, we could have answered that question if you'd just told us to April 2020.
Right. Yeah, so you saw what happened at the White House when they passed around the
fact. Yeah, I saw that. You're risking that. I am risking that. That's pretty cool.
There'll be a lot of fingerprints on it now.
I don't want to
break it.
Butterfinger.
Well, Mark, thank you. You've been a consistent board member.
Thank you for having me.
A source of
encouragement. I'll be around.
Okay. Promise?
Yep.
I first met you because I was having a meeting at EMI up here, which is now the drop-in center.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you interrupted a meeting.
Probably.
You had so much to say.
It sounds like
it's really heavy.
So nice.
Yeah. And, Connie and I are part of a loosely grouped together folks that are, you know, hanging out with Al Fish and talking about all kinds of crazy things. And so,
which has to do with the Lakeway?
Yeah, with potential expansion of Monona Terrace. And so you're not rid of me yet. So
economy?
You're not rid of me yet.
Oh, what economy?
I got to make some room on my desk for this.
Lesser
things are going to be thrown away.
Yes.
It's taken over. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Can I move to adjourn?
Yes. I have to ask. Do I have to ask for a motion? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn in honor of.
That's the motion? And then you can second that motion, I suppose.
I'll second it.
All in favor of that, of the motion to adjourn in honor of Mark Richardson. Say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Okay. Let's
well, go. We're opposed.
Well, we don't want to.
We're opposed to honoring him.
That's not true.
You should be.
All right. Does anybody need parking? Everybody.
Like I said,
you walk.
Yeah.
Can I make a private announcement before people leave the? Oh, sorry. She take
count.
We are
right. So two things.